This is WJOY's Lamplighter Program. I'm Howard Gunning, and today we're continuing our series with trying to meet pastors from churches in our area, especially our translator areas. So today we are on location. We are in the office of Pastor Larry Wise of Highland Community Church. Welcome.
Hi, Howard. Good to see you.
Well, Pastor Larry, first of all, Highland Community Church has been a real big supporter of WJOY, and we appreciate that. So tell you what, for our listening audience and folks in our church, what's something about Pastor Larry that maybe your congregation doesn't know?
My congregation doesn't know?
Sure.
Oh, they know everything.
They know everything.
I'm totally transparent. Wow, that's an interesting question.
For our listeners, let's see. You have an interesting hobby.
Oh, okay.
And I'm looking over here at the cabinets, and you've got all these jars of sand. What is that?
It's a collection of sand from around the world. Sand from beaches, from lakes, from rivers. I have sand from 200 feet below one of the cities up in Wisconsin. A guy in our church in Wisconsin was a well driller, and as they're drilling a well, he saw some sand. He said, "Oh, I got to get that for Pastor Larry." The term is arenophile, the technical term. That's arena is sand, and mm-hmm. phileo is love, and so
the love of sand,
the love of sand, or the love of dirt. And so I have. You see a golf ball up there.
Yep.
One of the men of our church was scuba diving in the Caribbean. And at the bottom of the ocean, he saw a golf ball and thought of me. And then, so he scooped up a handful of sand.
With the golf ball.
And brought the golf ball and the sand back. And so that's up there,
funny.
Too. I have sand from the Great Wall of China, from the pyramids of Egypt. I have 153 different countries, about 550 different samples of sand, all 50 states and 6 provinces. And then over there, on those two little shelves, that's all sand from missionaries or mission trips that I've been on or other people have been on. And so those are specific missionary pieces of sand from Africa or from Uruguay or the trip that I took to Japan, mm-hmm. things like that. So,
well, what would you like our listening audience to know about Highland Community Church?
Highland Community Church is a church that's committed to the Bible. I tell people we are Bible teaching, Jesus preaching, sinner beseeching. We teach the Bible. We want people to know the Bible. I believe that the Bible is God's instruction manual, but it's more than just an instruction manual. It's powerful. It has God's message to us. It's God revealing himself to us. And I really think that, yes, people have issues. People have problems they want me to discuss from the pulpit. But if people get involved in the Word of God, they're going to have the resources that they need personally to be able to deal with whatever it is that they face. I could talk about a certain topic and equip them for that topic. But instead of doing that, I'm talking about the Bible and equipping them for many topics as the Bible interacts there. And as the Holy Spirit uses the Bible, they're able to face whatever it is that life throws at them.
Now, Highland Community Church is involved in a number of unique ministries. Could you give us an example of some of those?
Well, unique ministry, we've got an Awana program. Mm-hmm. We've got a MOPS program for mothers of preschoolers. But beyond that, we've got our oil change project and clothing giveaway that we do twice a year for the clients of the food pantry, free oil change. And that involves about 40 of our volunteers for just to run the whole thing. We are involved in the local food pantry. Our food pantry is a cooperative effort of the churches in the area, and our church is one of those churches that takes a turn at distribution, and so it's an opportunity for us to get out there and do that. We have volunteers that work with the local pregnancy center.
Well, that oil change project, now you and I talked about that on the air probably about a year or so ago, and that's coming up again pretty soon. So, little synopsis, what does that oil change project involve?
Well, like I said when we first did the interview, we do it in May and October. And clients of the food pantry sign up at the food pantry and tell us what kind of car they have. They come over here and
that's important. You can't just say I have a blue Ford or something like
that. No, you can't say blue Ford. And it's not open to the general public either. It's to help out people who don't have a whole lot of extra income. And so we're providing a little bit of service on their car. So maybe they can go to a job interview or a job or they can go to a doctor's appointment. We're trying to keep them on the road. Our volunteers, some of the guys know how to change oil. We've got a couple mechanics in the church that kind of supervise the whole thing. And while they're having their oil changed, our gymnasium is filled with donated clothing and household items. And so they can go shopping at this free rummage sale and take armloads full of clothes out to their car while it's getting serviced in the parking lot. Mm-hmm. The ladies of the church wash the windows in their car. We check for fluid levels, things like that. And just try to share a cup of cold water in Jesus' name. Try to show people the community that Highland Community Church is not this weird cult down the road, but we're real people that really care about the people of the community.
Now, I've seen this in action, and the other thing that's kind of interesting, too, is that, one, like you said, there's some guys who know how to change oil. There's some who don't, but I've seen a few more young teenagers or younger kids coming and get involved, and it's like sometimes the dads or the men are showing the kids, kind of training them.
Which is interesting because a number of us are growing older, and it's harder to get up and down off the ground. And so you get a younger guy there who gets down on the ground and does the thing while the older person is mentoring them, is training them how to change oil and what to look for with this and that. It's also a great opportunity for people who may be the fringe of our congregation, or the husband of a lady who comes to church here and she wants to get her husband kind of hanging around with the Christian guys. And so it's call it an entry-level service opportunity. And we've had a number of people just want to come and help out, and they've become friends. And they feel more comfortable coming to church if they know some of the guys from that Saturday morning that we do the oil change.
It's an amazing ministry, and I think that's one of the things at Highland.
It's phenomenal, and I would invite any of your listeners to come and watch and see what we do. And we'd love to share this. It's not something that we're the only people that can do it.
True.
I think other churches can do this as well.
And provide a service to folks who really need it.
Right. Yeah.
So let's see. Now, Highland Community Church has also been a partner with WJOI for some time. Can you tell me, one, you know, a little bit about that partnership and what... How do you see the benefit of that partnership?
Well, Howard, you've been on the ground floor of this whole thing, our partnership with them, even before you got more involved with WJLY. You were a listener for a while. But as a result of your ministry, you had to locate a tower in the area for the translator to be housed on. For a while, we were considering property that we have behind the church, maybe as putting the tower up there. So we have been in the ground floor of trying to get it going here for the last few years. The value of WJLY is the Bible teaching. And I was reading an article just yesterday. I, as a pastor, will never be able to preach like Charles Swindoll or Alistair Begg or Erwin Lutzer or any of those other guys that are on WJLY. But they can give a depth of content that our people need. And there's a lot of people that spend a lot of time at home, and instead of just turn the television on, listen to the radio and get some good Bible teaching. And then our church almost supplements that. But we are the pastoring. We're the community of faith that surrounds these people who are learning from the radio broadcasts. And there are a lot of times even that people call me up and say, you know, I heard this on the radio. Can you explain to me or give me a verse that will back up what they're talking about?
Now, let's see, Truth in Advertising. You're a graduate of...
I'm a graduate of Moody Bible Institute.
So how do you feel in terms of the importance of tying in both in your own ministry and WJOI's ministry, tying into a place like Moody?
Well, Moody Press, their slogan used to be, the name you can trust. And I see that as Moody Bible Institute and Moody Radio as well. I don't have to question the content of the different programs that are on Moody Radio, because I know the school that's behind it, and I know the heart of the school that's behind it, as well as the academic level of the school that's behind it. And they're not going to have people on that radio station that are teaching some out in left field doctrine. They're going to have people whose content I, as a pastor, can support and feel confident that my people are learning good stuff.
And we've still got just a little time left. So what do you see as the challenge for churches now? You know, we're talking to a rural area. So for the smaller towns, the rural churches, what do you see as challenges for them?
Well, especially where we are, we're a half hour outside of St. Louis. And one of the challenges is all the people that commute. Mm. And because they're commuting after work, it cuts into their evening, especially after they eat dinner. And so having weekday evening things becomes more and more difficult because people are tied up. I think one of the challenges is how busy people are. It's an excuse that we use, but the reality is people are very busy with a lot of different things, especially younger families who have kids in all kinds of different activities. And as a result of that, the question becomes, in their spiritual walk, where is church attendance? on that priority level. On that, it is important that we have family time. I don't want to break up the families. I want the families to be a tight unit. But I think the challenge is trying to somehow get those families to make church a priority. And I wish people would, if they have to work on Sunday, I wish they'd make a weekday Bible study a priority instead of just saying, well, I can't make it. And then they just, you know, they blow off their church attendance. I wish that they would find a substitute. And I was reading someone recently that says, my family has a personal Sabbath. One day that they've set aside, that this is a day that they're not going to book any other type of activities, and that's going to be the day for their family. I wish more people would do that. Just set aside a day of rest instead of packing our schedule so full of activities that there's nothing else we can do on that day.
Well, Pastor Larry, I want to thank you for your time today. And we've been visiting with Pastor Larry Wise of Highland Community Church at 2307 Broadway in Highland, Illinois. So if you'd like more information about him, we'll put a link up there on WJY's Facebook page so that you can find it. So thank you again. Thank you for your church's support of WJY over the years. And this has been WJY's Lamplighter Program. I'm Howard Gunning. Thanks for making us a part of your day.